Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. We spend a lot of time talking about how important it is to take care of your mental health. Therapy is an excellent way to do that. BetterHelp is an affordable mental health care option that fits right into your busy schedule. Just answer a few quick questions about your needs and preferences, and BetterHelp will match you with one of the thousands of experienced mental health professionals in their network. You can talk to your therapist over text, chat, phone, or video. You get to pick what works best for you, your comfort, and your schedule. If you feel like your therapist isn't the right fit, BetterHelp makes it easy to switch to someone new at no additional cost. So give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. BetterHelp is offering our listeners 10% off their first month of therapy. Just go to betterhelp.com/musicspeaks to get started. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/musicspeaks to get 10% off your first month of therapy.
Like so many of you, we battle depression during life's many ups and downs.
Music has always been there to help us through the tough times that we all face.
Follow us on our journey as we discuss the healing power of music.
Interview artists and bands.
Break down genres and music news.
Review artist biographies.
And much, much more.
You're listening to the When Words Fail Music Speaks podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to When Words Fail Music Speaks podcast, where we fight depression with power music. I'm your professional handicapped host, James Cox. I have another great interview today. Her name is Megan Emish. Got it right. Yes.
Got it.
Emish. Emish is from a band called Burgundy. I hope I said that name correctly.
You did.
Let me tell you about the band first. So, with a sound that is once raw and volatile, Burgundy draws a good experiment darkness of Coil, the binding intensity of Cop versus Cop, True Cop. That's a band, right? The bleakness of Joy Division and the caustic spirit of Big Black. But Burgundy doesn't just echo these bands. They combine their influences into a statement that is unmistakably their own. Megan, what's going on? How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Yeah. Had band practice today, and that's always a good thing.
I love band practice. You know, and especially when the whole band is coming as one together. I'm not sure if, you know, I'm saying that you're right, but I love the energy of band practice, you know, getting their instruments together and stuff. So where are you located at right now?
I'm in Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago, Illinois. Okay. So is it as bad as a new say it is? Because I heard no and heard yes and I heard no.
No.
Bad. Okay.
I think it's the same as every big city in America, honestly.
Yeah. That's
awesome. I've lived in a few of them. So I lived in New York for a while. I lived in Pittsburgh for a while. So they're all big cities, are all kind of the same. Where are you? Where are you located?
I'm in South Carolina, Lexington. Lexington, oh, right. South Carolina. Yeah. So I'm on the other side of the country, I guess. You're in the middle part? Yeah.
Yeah, kind of in the middle. Kind of, not too far, though.
Not too far. Yeah. Yeah. So. So first of all, I would ask you something. Now, I was looking you up, and correct me if I'm wrong, but were you in a band called Bloody Minded?
Yes, I am still in Bloody Minded.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I helped start the band in New York in the 90s with Mark Solotroff. Yeah. We started it together, and then I was in it for a while and then took some time off, and I've been back playing with them again, so okay.
because it said y'all started band in 95, correct?
Yeah,
that's, man, I was 15. I can't believe I'm 45 now, man. I was 30 damn years ago, man.
Yeah, I was only 15 also.
Oh, yeah, nice. Yep. No, you weren't? Okay. I was like, yes, I got a birthday sister. But I have the feeling that Bloody Minded and Burgundy are one and the same, because technically, I think that y'all have the, like, the same sounds in your music playing in the background, correct?
I mean, there are definitely some similarities. Okay. You know, Bloody Minded is all analog synthesizers. And I definitely like that noise background.
Right.
So I use noise and sound, different sounds and sound effects in our backing tracks. So that they're definitely, yeah, I mean, I like that kind of music, so I
Yeah.
probably gravitate towards those kinds of sounds, yeah.
And I would like to think that you are a fan of Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, of course.
I mean, is that where I mean, is that where you got all the awesome background, the inspiration from?
I think the inspiration goes back farther, like earlier than Nine Inch Nails, honestly. Bands like Coil, the German band Einstürzende Neubauten, some of that early industrial stuff, Throbbing Gristle, really kind of influences that noise and sound background and that like different, combining kind of different things than just straight, bass drums and guitar.
Right, yeah, all that boring stuff, right?
Yeah, and I think,
Oh,
you know what? I think Trent Reznor probably has very similar influences as well.
yeah. The thing about I love about Trent is he calls his albums halos, not albums. He calls them halos, so it's kind of weird, but it's kind of cool at the same time,
That is cool. I didn't know that.
Okay. Oh, so you have a brand new album coming out on May 2nd, pretty soon. Within a couple of days, that from now, which is awesome. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Burndy, the album Burndy by the band Burndy, correct?
It's true, yes.
Yeah,
If
which is
we had a
awesome too.
song called Burndy, we would have it all together.
Yes, awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah. So I did listen to your song Surface, and I did check out Static. Okay. Now I love Surface. Surface is such a good. Like it makes you think about stuff. Obviously, the background noise gets in your ear hole tremendously well, but there's something about the song Static that makes me feel uneased about it. I'm not sure what it was, and I think that's what you were going for, correct?
Yes, that's the
Yeah,
point.
yeah.
Yeah, well, and it's probably there's some tones in that that are annoying.
But yeah, right. Yeah, like, all right, yeah, because I think in one of your interviews you said if you get through this, you can get through anything or something, right? Or
Oh,
something. I
I
think
don't know if
that's
I
true.
said that,
Oh,
but I
okay,
agree.
yeah.
Yeah, I
I
think definitely that's a quote. I think I was talking about Surface, but that kind of applies to a lot of our songs,
yeah.
honestly, where I write a lot about just sort of like fighting through things or
Yeah.
like how things feel or things that happened and how we're sort of dealing with them and stuff
Yeah.
like that.
I actually got the thing that you said. It's on decibelmagazine.com,
Oh,
okay?
yeah.
And you said, quote, this song is static. The song, you know,
Oh, okay.
it says this song is about feeling like your brain is on edge and your teeth are going with it. You won't know. You know it will end well, but you can't stop it or calm it down. It keeps building, more static, more noise, more outrage. It overcomes you when you make it through, everything changes. So
Yes.
yeah, so I guess that's if you make it through, I guess everything changes, correct?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
You're right. You know,
yeah.
yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Well, I just wanted to see if that's 100% correct, because you never know. You gotta fact check everything nowadays. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So the rest of the album is about self-doubt, manipulation, and revenge, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and I think you've been through those, and you can pick in, I guess these are all about your experiences or what you saw in your life up till now.
Yeah, a lot of them are based on real experiences, or
Okay.
things that I've been through personally. I write all the lyrics,
Yeah.
so and have to sing them. So, they have to
Yeah.
ring true for me, yeah.
Yeah.
And or some of them are sort of like fantasy situations of things that happened, maybe dealing with them differently. That's sort of where the revenge stuff comes in. Like,
Right.
oh, all this stuff was really terrible. And instead of, dealing with it in a nice way like I did before. Maybe now in these songs I'm dealing with them, we're dealing with them in an aggressive way where we're
Right.
like, yeah, that was messed up, so we're gonna mess you up,
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So as a songwriter, and I'm sure this is what I think you're gonna say, as a songwriter, these things have happened to you in your past up and there now. When you write these songs and get them out in the open, is that like a major stress reliever? I mean, because yeah, you hold on to the pain so much, right? But I've heard when you write it down and just put it on paper and let it go, it's a major stress reliever to get it off your soul. Is that what you experienced?
Yes, for some of them. I think it
Okay.
does help to get it out, I wouldn't say that there was any big breakthrough of having written these songs. A lot of the stuff that I'm writing about happened a long time ago,
Yeah.
and I've already sort of dealt with it. But it has been interesting to kind of bring that back up, and bring that sort of pain and hurt and kind of be able to get it out into a song. And sort of noticing how I feel differently about them now than
Yeah.
I did then, but being able to kind of like pull on how I felt then and use that emotion and feeling when I'm writing. But yeah, it definitely, I mean, the band in general sort of just helps me not be angry about everything
Oh,
all
right. Yeah. Well,
the
I figured that like singing your songs out to fans helps you get all the anger out. Right, yes. And that's something about music that I don't think a lot of fans will understand, you know. Because I think when you've been through that much for singers, you know, and members of the band, I feel like the listeners don't understand what they've been through, and it helps them tremendously by getting the notes out, getting the words out, you know, and it helps them in the long run. So yeah, so awesome. Awesome. Now, as a singer, I know that you have many more songs in the back catalog that we haven't heard yet. Right? Yeah. So there must be a few songs where you're like, no, I'm not ready for this song to come out. The world's not ready for this song to be heard. Do you have some of those songs, or is every song ready to rock and roll right now?
I definitely have some ideas for songs that they're not written yet, but I don't know if I'm ready to write them yet.
Okay, so they're still in the bank, right?
Like I have some little fragments of lyrics written down and I have an idea of what the song could be about, but I'm kind of not ready to go there yet. Like it's some of the stuff is a little too new. Some of it, it's just like, oh, that's a lot to unpack, kind of like maybe. And to sometimes to write a song about it, I kind of like to drill down to the core feeling, and that takes a little bit of time sometimes, to really to have it ring true for me. It needs to be really distilled down to the core emotion of what I'm trying to get across. And sometimes that just takes time, I'll rewrite and rewrite and rewrite because it's just not there yet or not right, or it just doesn't feel right, So yes, I have some
No,
that
that's
are
fine.
not
That's fine.
ready.
Yeah, that yeah, because I was gonna ask you. Is there any songs that you can like rewrite, but then it's like, nah, this isn't good. You play it and rewrite and rewrite and rewrite again, but you just answered. Just, yes, yeah, which is awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of my process when I'm
Okay.
writing. I kind of tend to write something, and honestly, the first time it's usually terrible. And so I'll be like, "Oh my gosh, this is terrible." And then I go back in and I start crafting it a little bit more, crafting it in a way of like taking things away and really distilling it down to its core of emotion, like what it feels like, and also its core of meaning, like what I really want it to say and how I can say it in a way that feels like it gets right to the point.
Is that a Bernie vinyl right beside you?
It is the cover, the record
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
cover.
Because I was.
It is the cover. Oh,
Okay. Oh.
and the inside, which nobody's really seen yet.
Oh, nice. So this is an exclusive, right? Yes. I'll put this video out after it comes out. So, but that's awesome that I saw it first before everybody did. Yeah, but I love vinyl. Speaking of vinyl, now that we're talking about it now, do you prefer vinyl over digital stuff now? I mean, yes, the vinyl is good in the sound. You know, it sounds much better. But vinyl is where you get heard more. I don't think a lot of people are buying vinyl and cassettes like they used to. So what are your thoughts versus vinyl, like physical media as opposed to digital right now?
I think you're right. I do love the way vinyl sounds. I love the way vinyl feels. There's just something about having a big record sleeve in your hand and seeing the artwork and the record and everything that goes, the inner sleeves, like. And I really, really wanted to do that for our first record. But, digital is what everybody listens to. Even I do, it's just so easy, and you can take it everywhere with you, and it's, sounds better than a cassette tape. So,
It does, but cassette tape are more portable too, you know, because I see we've got a lot of CDs too, and see, I just click a whole
so
lot of
many.
CDs. Exactly. Yeah, me too. But sometimes I can't find my old CDs that I had. I guess they're at my mom's house or something, but I need to go to get those back. But cassette tapes are coming back strong too, you know,
Yeah, they
nowadays.
are, and I think that's great. Like, we need to be able to. The great thing about cassette tapes, is you could record anything.
Yeah. If
And
you
that's
just put the
great.
tape over the little hole, right?
Exactly, and I love that. I love that. I know we can make mixtapes, playlists or whatever, but it's really fun to be able to just like have a little tape recorder and a cassette tape and just go out
Something.
and record stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, getting back
And
to
yeah, that's right. Yeah, 'cause
vinyl. Again, I love vinyl for our first release. I just really wanted to do it. Like, it's kind of old school, it's the inner sleeve has all the lyrics on it, and like I designed it, and it's just like it's a piece of art,
Yes,
and I
it
love that
can.
about it. But
Yes.
it's not practical. People aren't
Nope.
really buying
Nope.
it. We did a short run of the record. It's only 100.
Well, I got to order mine today, right?
What'd you say?
I said I got to order one soon, or else it's gonna be sold out, right?
I mean, I
Yay!
hope you get one if you want one, but I also hope that it sells out. I'm not, we'll
Oh,
see.
I'm sure. I'm
I
sure we're gonna sell them out for sure. Yeah,
don't.
because that two songs I heard is kind of great, y'all. So make sure you pick it up, you know. But let's go back to your songwriting, if you don't mind. So when you're constructing a new song, a lot of musicians write songs in different ways, right? Do you think in images, textures, or stories first when you write new songs? I mean, do you think about, like, you know, what do you actually think about first when you sit down with a pen and paper in your hand and say, okay, I'm gonna write this masterpiece, you know?
I think the first thing that really comes to mind is like, oh gosh, it's all emotional. It's all like, and a little bit stories. I tend to get a lot of ideas when I'm driving. For some reason, there's something about driving that, so
It's
I have
so
a little
relaxing.
like there's a part of your brain that can kind of let go. So I usually will come up with, I'll just be thinking about something, and I'll have some ideas about it, and I'll come up with a couple of lines. So I have those lines. I have it in my notes app, or I have like 100 notebooks laying around, and I like have those lines. And so, and then I, if it seem, if it feels like a good idea, maybe it relates to a story. Maybe it's a story that I'm making up. But I'll be like, usually if it's something interesting to my brain, it comes back, and I'm like, oh, that was a good idea. I
That
should
was
do
good,
that. So then when I go to sort of start writing, I go back to those notes and I look at those lines and I pick the ones that I like, and then I'll construct something around it. So if it's a true story, then I'll sort of think about like, okay, what was that story that happened? And I'll use those lines and I'll construct the story. What do I want the ending to be? Like, what do I want this story to be? Right? If it's something I'm making up, maybe it's a snippet of a story. Maybe it's, just a small part of a scenario that happened. But it's really about the emotion. Like, if it's like, is it, am I, being aggressive? Am I being thoughtful? Am I plotting? Am I, like, so it really kind of is sort of the emotion mixed with the story that is how I kind of come up with things.
Hell yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so we talked about the song style, being very unsettling to the brain and to the mind, right? Now I know you can get sounds anywhere you go, outside, inside, wind makes sounds that you never heard before, right? Has there ever been one sound or phrase that you couldn't get out of your head once you heard of it, that you found a way to turn into a burn you song? Like one sound that turns into
That
the
turned into the song.
or the background sound for a
Yeah,
song.
they there a few, some maybe more successful than others, but I really like to use different sounds for our backing tracks. I and one of our songs, I actually found a recording of a lighter being, like an old lighter, like flicking the lighter. And that is sort of the drum beat for the song.
I
And
love
I
this.
thought, like, that I really was like, man, I'm gonna make this work. It really stuck with me, and I was like, I'm gonna do it. And then I think Sally said something about like, we should burn the whole world down. And I was like, oh, hold on a minute. Like we can do this. Like, and so that song, it took a while for it to come together. It's Burn on the album, but it I yeah that one really did sort of like come together because I had this sound, and then she said something, and then the words just kind of came together in that way.
Speaking of Sally, you have another. Okay, so it's you that plays the electric mandolin, right?
Ukulele.
You can, yes, I'm sorry, I get those two right. Okay, so it says that Sally plays the bassoon and just plays bass. Okay, bassoon. Remind me what that is, because I'm not too familiar with
Bassoon is
that.
a wind instrument. It's a double-reeded wind instrument that it's like a long wooden tube, and it has a, oh my gosh, she'll kill me because I forget what the pieces of it are
Bassoon.
called, but
Oh,
generally you see them in orchestras. And so she's a bassoon player, and when I kind of put out on I put on Facebook like, hey Chicago friends, like, who plays instruments, wanna start a weird band? Paraphrasing, I think I said much more eloquent, but she responded, and I'm friends with her. I was already friends with her, and she was like,
Oh,
oh, how
nice.
about death metal bassoon? And I was like, okay. And so
That's something new,
yeah,
right?
I mean, and I love that. I've always been kind of open to like, yeah, whatever instruments we have is what it's a I kind of have a punk rock attitude in that way. Like we want to make music, we're gonna make it. Like, it doesn't matter what we have, we're just gonna play what we have, and we don't have to be great. It because it's about sort of the attitude and the emotion behind it instead of being virtuoso. However, she is amazing. So
I mean, she's great too.
she's amazing. She's a really great bassoon player. I really am dumbing down her bassoon playing in this band, but I'm so glad that she wanted to do it, and she's been in it from the very beginning.
Well, we love you, Sally, if you hear this, and you got Jesse playing the bass. I don't see a drummer. Do we not have a drummer yet?
We don't have a drummer. We We originally thought we would have one, but it just never came together. So
Yeah.
we don't. I
Yeah, fine.
program the backing tracks with drum tracks in them so that we use that.
That's drummers are always a pain in the butt, so
Well, if they're good, they're in. I mean, I'm sure
yeah.
it's the same where you are. If you're a good
Yeah.
drummer, you're in 100 bands.
Right, yeah. I'm just
And
I'm yeah, because my co-host Blake is a drummer, so I can give him a hard time, so it's all good here. But okay, so we got a few more things before we go, because I realize time is ticking on both of our ends. So a few more questions. I was looking at your YouTube channel, great channel by the way, and
Thank
I
you.
noticed that you were playing a mini guitar. Is that correct?
That's the electric ukulele.
Okay,
It's
because
a solid body electric ukulele. It's from Germany, and it's yeah, it has humbucker pickups. It's like a little Les Paul. It's like a little guitar.
Because I just bought me a Randy Rhoads Jackson Mini, that I bought it for 150 at the flea market. So
Oh.
that's a good steal, right? So
Yeah, right?
Okay. Three more questions for you, and then I'll kind of send you off. Four of your favorite bands. We're gonna do like a Mount Rushmore of your four favorite bands. So now they can be singers, bands, albums, anything you want to. This is your final four. What
Oh.
would be your final four? We could do five if you really, really have to, but I mean, because
That's
some people like to
hard.
have, but I know, that's why I'm asking you the question.
I know. Let's see. Well, Big Black has to be in there for sure. Gosh, favorite. Cop Shoot Cop. They're a New York band. If you don't know them,
I
they're
gotta
not
check it out
around
now,
anymore,
because I've never
but
heard of them. Yeah.
they were active in New York when I was there, and
Okay.
they are
Back
really
in the 90s?
in the 90s, yeah, like mid 90s. They're amazing. So they're still one of my favorite bands. I go back to them like all the time. They're just amazing.
Two more.
Two more.
Two more. Yeah. Making it hard on you.
Newer bands.
Let's do that.
I mean, my tastes go all over the place. Lately, I really love the band Clipping. And they just have a new album out, and I've been listening to them a lot. Their old albums are also great. One more?
One more. Well, we could do two more if you want to.
Oh my gosh, there's so
Yeah, I
many.
know, right?
Ooh,
Yeah,
this is
yeah.
hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, noise stuff. The band Pharmacon is great.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
She's
Pharmacon.
amazing. Margaret is amazing. They were just here in Chicago not too long ago.
Okay.
And
You want to do one more?
oh my gosh.
I mean, we can stop there. That's a great four.
Okay, let's just stop there.
Oh, okay.
All of them. All the bands. All the
Oh,
bands are my favorite bands.
there we go, there we go. Okay, so two more questions, and then we'll lift you right off to the sunset. So we're gonna go all the way back to 95, right? Well, let's just say age 15 or 16 or 17. We're looking in your room. What band posters are on the wall, or is there any band posters on the wall?
Oh, did I have band posters on the wall?
Yeah.
Shoot, I think I had a Dead Can Dance poster.
Okay. There you go. No, nothing else.
I didn't
I mean, because
have a lot of band posters.
I don't think I had any band posters on my wall. All I had was CDs and vinyl records and shirts and
Yeah,
notebooks.
like
That's one thing another really, because I'm from a, like a military family, so I don't have that much time to
yeah, because
hang
you had to
posters for
move.
it. Yeah, we moved every 4 to 6 years, but it's okay that not everybody has to have posters on the wall. Just collect great music, like we're gonna buy the Burn album when it comes out.
Thanks. And then hang it on your wall like a poster.
There you go. Yes. Exactly. May 2nd for anybody who's listening, which is in a couple of days. One final question, and this is the hardest question I'm going to ask you. You're not going to like me after today,
Okay.
but I hope I love you. Okay. So, is there one song, album, or artist that you can listen to, but you can't tell me, Sally, Jesse, or anybody else how it makes you feel deep inside your soul? When you hear it, you just can't explain how it makes you feel deep inside.
Is it, I could just say yes.
Yes. There you go. I mean, you don't have to tell us a song, but that'd be great. But if you wouldn't want to, it's fine because I know there are certain songs that are very, very deep in deep for your
Yeah.
soul to have, and you don't want to share it. So it's
Yeah,
perfectly fine. Okay.
I do have a band like that. Man, and it sounds like everything I listen to is old, but that's not
Oh,
true.
that's
But
old stuff is
this
great.
is an
Old
old
stuff,
band.
yeah.
And it's, yeah, there's a band, This Mortal Coil, that was out of England in the, God, I don't know exactly the dates, but they have such a beautiful, gosh, some of their songs are just so gorgeously put together. They had a rotating musicians. It was more of a project for the label they were on. So a lot of the musicians from the project, from their label, it was 4AD was the label, was in
Yeah.
the band, kind of a super group, if you were. But
Right.
the arrangements and some of the vocalists and the songs they chose and everything are just so beautiful that, like, I really don't listen to it with anyone else. Like, I just like to
Yes.
listen to
It's
it
just,
by myself because
yeah.
it's just so beautiful that
Yeah.
it really fills me with, like, lots of emotions. It's,
Right, yeah, and it's just made just for you. And I understand it because there are songs like that I won't listen to with anybody else. So yeah, so all right, for everybody else listening, you can visit Burnaby at burnaby.bandcamp.com, and you can listen to the song "Surface" right now, and then you can go over to decibel.com. That's what magazine.com and listen to their song Static, which we will love. And they are also on Facebook and Instagram under Burnaby Band. Just reach out to them, and I guess Megan or one of the other girls will get back with you. And is there
Thank
anything
you.
else you want to promote before it goes? Yeah.
We have, if you're in Chicago, in the Chicagoland
Yes.
area, yeah, we have a show on Saturday, May 3rd, our record release show, with Mark Solotroff, my bloody-minded bandmate, but he has a solo record out, so it's his
Yeah.
record release show. And then there's another Chicago band, Burned or Buried, that has their record release show. So it's a triple
Yeah.
record release show
There you go.
at Kohl's in Chicago this coming Saturday.
And I just read that you all got a limited edition colored vinyl.
Yes, it is.
What color is it? Can I know?
It's gonna be burgundy.
Yeah, the party. Nice. I love you for that. Right, yeah. Like I said, I'll post after he comes out, right? Yeah. All right. So I'm definitely going to get that Burnley cup. I love vinyl records. Because
I know, they're
I
awesome.
wish I still had my well, hold on, I could probably show you right there.
Nice.
So yeah, that's good. Yeah, I've been collecting vinyl for years, so yeah, too much time, too much space, I gotta lay off. Right, yeah, so
I know. I've slowed down a little
yeah.
bit myself, but it's
Yeah.
so tempting.
Yeah, it is. So Megan, we do love you here at Woodenburgville, and we honestly gotta hope you come back anytime you want to. And for the fans of the band or fans listening into the show, find them on Facebook, Instagram, and their album Burnaby by Burnaby will come out May 2nd, 2025. Make sure you get your limited colored vinyl. Order the black vinyl too, because that's limited to 100, right?
We don't even have black vinyl.
Oh, So with all
You
the
got
meat.
one choice.
Well, that's the best choice. Like, no, you don't have to, because I hate choices, you know. It's like, do you want this one? I want both of them, you know. Well, yeah, so buy everything that they have to offer you and go to Chicago to see them. They're great. I've listened to them on YouTube, Bandcamp, and DecibelMagazine.com, so they're great. Yeah, please come back anytime you want to, okay?
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This was really great. It was so nice to meet you and
Yeah.
wonderful to talk with you.
Thank you so much, okay? So, and with that said, everybody, thank you for listening, and always remember, when words fail, music speaks. Bye, guys.